Hello, and welcome to season two of the podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, where we discuss self-defense, situational awareness, and firearm safety. I'm your podcast host, Leonce Chivet, and author of my debut novel, We Made Plans, which is available on Amazon in ebook and paperback. I'm also a trained paralegal with over 20 years of experience and a corporate trainer. This podcast is produced by Elite Conversations Media, and this week's episode is being sponsored by the Tactical Social Worker PLLC, with a focus on protecting your space. And today, I have another returning guest. Most of my guests are multi-talented and can speak to several different subjects, but I brought this guest back because of his upcoming project that he's doing his part to bring awareness to. All right, so my guest speaker for today is Ronald Scipio Jr. If you recall, one of the previous podcasts did where we discussed the children's book, Erica's Big Day. He is the author of that wonderful book, and he is here again. He is also known as the EDC guy, which stands for Everyday Carry. And he has several informative videos available on Instagram, and I'm sure other media platforms as well. Ronald was born and raised in Miami, Florida. He is a firearms instructor and a father of two children. He is also a two-time author. His first book is entitled The EDC Guy Academy Presents, A Quick Guide to Everyday Carry for Self-Defense. And again, the other book is called Erica's Big Day, which focuses on children's firearms safety, which is extremely important. So, Ronald, welcome to my podcast, and thank you so much for agreeing to speak with me and to my listeners for a second time. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I am great. I am well. And I'm just happy to be here talking to you guys again.
Great, great. We are happy to have you. So, of course, you know, I always start, and now you have to come up, if you haven't already, with a new fun fact about yourself. Something that wasn't in your bio and something that we didn't discuss the last time.
So a fun fact about me is I have this new found fascination with hats. So if you guys go onto my Instagram, you'll see that I'm wearing different types of hats now. And, you know, hats have a real rich history. And there's many types of hats, and I've just been learning about the different styles and types, and I've been trying to incorporate it with my wardrobe, concealed carry situation.
Okay, that's cool. I did notice your hat. I know this is a podcast and they can't see, but I did notice your hat when we had our videos on. So that was cool. That's cool. You also have something on there about style. So is that also incorporated? I mean, it's on your Instagram page about something about style and something. Does that have anything to do with your hats?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that people get lost in when they start to carry concealed, there's not a lot of fashionable attire out there. It's the cargo pants, the ripstop style, camo, brown this, black, forest green. But when you talk about carrying concealed, the art of concealment and the element of surprise, you want to really focus on that. So I've really been playing with different styles and trying to get people to be able to blend in with society and not stick out like a sore thumb. So style is very important. And as you know, with the Black community, we are about style. So
absolutely.
I think with the growing industry, us growing in the industry, we should basically carve out our identity and, you know, make it snazzy like we do with everything else.
I agree with that. And I didn't get a chance to watch it. Is it every Thursday night that it comes on?
Yes. So it's every Thursday night at 7:45 Eastern time, 7:45 p.m.
Okay, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so the topic for today, or the main topic, although I do appreciate that. That's a fun fact about you, that style thing too. So that's cool. So today's topic is National Range Day. And so, you know, because of the type of people that I'm following on Instagram and Facebook, I'm aware of it. And, you know, I want you to let our listeners know exactly what National Range Day is and who it's for.
So National Range Day is a holiday that was created by TIG from My Sister Keeper Defense in 2020. So what was happening was we started seeing a spike in gun sales when it came to the gun community, the Black community, starting to be a part of the gun community. But we really had a concern with, you know, safety. So, you know, TIG decided that, hey, you know what, we should create a day to encourage the Black community to come out and learn. And, you know, pretty much it's going to be free of charge, just connecting them with, you know, their local firearms instructor. So pretty much it's a day specifically to encourage the Black community to come out and learn about firearm safety and everything that encompasses that.
Okay, that's good. And so it's scheduled for June 19th, National Range Day, scheduled for June 19th. So can you just tell us the significance of that date and why it was chosen?
Okay, so last year we had it on like June 14th, but this year TIG decided that we should, you know, definitely do it for Juneteenth. And that was something that was very significant for us and the Black community across the United States. As we know, when, you know, freedom came across the United States, each state had a different time when slavery was just abolished. And June 19th, which was celebrated in Galveston, Texas, which was the last stand when it came to slavery and freedom, we decided that, you know, it would be perfect for the significance for the Black community to just have it on Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it happens to fall on a Saturday this year. So yes, that's great, because, you know, people may not necessarily be tied into, you know, having to go to work, and they can take a Saturday to spend some time at the range and try to get some practice and training in. So I think that worked out good. So in general, is the goal, so last year it was on the 14th, 2020, the first year. This year it is on Juneteenth. In general, is TIG from My Sister's Keeper Defense, is she always going to try to have it coincide with June 19th?
Yes, that is the goal. And I think it's very important. I just want to clarify a few things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely to encourage Black people, the Black community, to come out, giving the Black community resources that they need to be able to keep their families safe, but anybody can participate. It's inclusive, but we really want to put emphasis on encouraging the Black community to come out, because, you know, we are impacted by a lot of things when it comes to firearms. So I just wanted to make that clear. Mm-hmm. And yes, so we, it is going to coincide with, you know, Juneteenth from here on out.
Okay. All right. Great. And so you mentioned the growing market of new gun owners, or more specifically Black gun owners. So can you talk about that briefly?
Yes. So there's, man, I mean, the industry had seen an increase in gun sales to the Black community, which rose to about 60% in 2020. And this rise really impacted the market immensely. Ammunition was scarce. That started to, when you had this increase in demand, prices for firearms were going up, but the prices themselves couldn't even slow anything down. Guns became a scarcity. Like, you couldn't walk into any gun store or any range and think that you would be able to have access to purchasing a firearm or purchasing ammo. And it was because the increase in the Black community just going out and exercising their Second Amendment rights. And I think it's so important that now we're getting reacquainted, because historically, gun control and gun laws were racist. You know, they really created these laws to keep the guns out of the hands of Black people, which we know guns are very instrumental in keeping people free.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So I'm a product of the 2020 increase in the market for new gun owners, because I decided on my birthday, which is in January, that I was going to finally break down and, you know, become licensed to carry or to own a gun, because again, I'm in New Jersey, but to own it. And so I did that, got my fingerprints done. My whole process was like 2 to 3 weeks long. And then I was able to go and get my firearms. And again, I did all of that and went to the range before COVID kicked in March. But so my daughter, she waited a little bit longer and her process was longer. And when we went to this particular gun store, range to purchase her gun, she happened to get what she wanted, but it was like the last one in the store. Right. So I know firsthand that things just got a little bit crazy. I would say probably by March, April.
Absolutely.
Getting a little bit crazy, and it was hard. And I remember going to the range with her one time, and you know, she was holding out on her ammunition, and I was sharing mine. Right. I was like, wait a minute, you have all of this over here? She was like, yeah, but I need it. So, you know.
Absolutely. You gotta,
that's how, you gotta, that's hold how our on girls to are.
Yeah, you gotta hold on to it. And, you know, ammo is coming back. Ammo's popping back up on the shelves, but the prices haven't gone down substantially. And, you know, we're in a day and age where things are just happening back to back to back. So anything that you have, you want to hold on to it. And, you know, practice, you know, rationing your mm-hmm. ammo when you go to the range. It's very, very important.
Right. Absolutely. It is. And so I just mentioned, I didn't mention my first gun, but I mentioned my daughter's first one. But so just for fun, tell us again what your first gun was.
Well, you know, my first firearm, and like I said, I'll never forget it, because it was a benchmark in my life, you know, fatherhood and stuff like that. So my first gun was the Mini 14 by Ruger. So that is a carbine, and it holds, it can hold 30 rounds, and it uses the 5.56 or 223. So it's like a high powered rifle.
Mm. Okay, I'm gonna have to look it up to see what it looks like. And what did you say it was called again?
The Ruger Mini 14. And this particular firearm, it's known as the poor man's AR-15. So when it came to pricing, it was on the lower scale of things, and it gave you the same power and the same capacity as an AR-15, which people would know it as the assault rifle, but that's not what it stands for. It stands for Armalite.
It stands for Armalite?
Armalite, yes, the company. Armalite.
Oh, okay. Wait, now you're saying the AR, when we say the AR-15 or whatever it is, you're saying that stands for Armalite?
Yes, Armalite rifle. So, okay. So this is what Congress, you will hear them when they talk about gun control and they talk about high capacity magazines and they say assault rifle.
Right.
The AR-15 is what they're talking about.
Right. But AR stands for Armalite rifle, not assault right. rifle. Wow. Okay. That's good to know. I had no idea. I just assumed that it was just for assault rifle, but thank you for sharing that with us and for educating us. And that's why I love doing these podcasts, because I always learn something new from our guests. But we do need to pause for a commercial break. And so I have sponsors and I need to give shout outs to them. So please check out the Instagram page of my sponsor at Tactical Social Worker PLLC. She is not your average social worker and focuses on ways to protect one's many spaces. And again, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chivette, and my special guest, the EDC guy. We'll be right back.
Leonque Chivette is the author of the debut novel, We Made Plans. It chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends in the midst of living their best lives when they experience a horrific trajectory-altering event. We Made Plans is a powerful piece taken right out of today's headlines. It's riveting and real. You'll become completely immersed in the lives of these relatable characters. We Made Plans by author Leonque Chivette is available online at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon, Mahogany Books, and check your local bookstores. We Made Plans, available now.
Hello, I'm Leonque Chivette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chivette.
And welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chivette. This incredible podcast is produced by Elite Conversations Media. For those listening, you already know how to find my podcast, but please be sure to tell a friend that you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio via Elite Conversations Media. And again, we're talking to my special guest for the second time, and I am so thankful he agreed at very short notice to come on again to speak to me and the listeners. So again, I'm talking with the EDC guy, also known as Ronald Scipio Jr. So welcome back, and thank you again, Ron. Okay, so what kind of education or training should this new market of gun owners seek so that we're educated and trained?
So first and foremost, and that's a great question. First and foremost, it would be firearm safety. Mm-hmm. Taking a simple firearm safety course will definitely curve any potential accidents a new gun owner might run into if they aren't educated. So it'll eliminate all of those common mistakes that new gun owners make that might cause a negligent discharge of a firearm or, really harming somebody. So a firearm safety course is the way to go. Secondly, after that, it would be a, defensive pistol course. So in this industry, and when it comes to education, it's like a ladder. So you definitely want to take the necessary steps to make it to where you want to be. You don't want to skip steps, because if you skip steps, you're going to be prone to making some really bad mistakes. So it's best to slow down and start from the bottom, working your way up to the top.
Baby steps, but start from the bottom and work your way up. And that firearm safety training course is important. And then just working your way up to different things. Like we had someone on one of my podcasts who referred to, I think, some more advanced training outside of the range, but that person also mentioned the importance of making sure that you're still going to the range. So, I mean, it varies, but yeah, what you're saying, I think, is on point to make sure that you're getting each level.
Most definitely. And also what that person was referring to is that, you know, your firearm skills that you've acquired is a diminishable skill. So it's not something where you can just learn it and like not ever do it again, because you will start to lose it and you won't be as proficient with it as you used to be. So you must always try to consistently go to the range at least twice a month or so.
Right. Okay. Kind of back to what we were talking about before, what are the stereotypes or the stigma associated with being a gun owner, particularly while Black? Now, I have my own stories, but I want to know what you have to say about it.
It's real funny because when you go to the range and you go in, you know, or you go to buy a firearm, people look at you different. You know, I've had an experience where I went to just buy, I already had my firearm. I just needed a nice case because I was going to travel the country. So I went and I got me a rifle case, and I'm standing waiting to check out. And I was just getting like some real nasty stares. Like, what are you doing with that rifle case? You know, so there is a stigma with it when it comes to Black people. Either we don't know what we're doing, or I can't believe that you're into guns like this. I can't believe that you know more than me, or you shoot better than me, or things of that nature. So we're not synonymous when it comes to a person and their firearm. We're not looked to as the authority or knowledgeable person in the room when it comes to firearms. So if there was a group of people in a room and there's a Black person there, whether it's man or woman, and there's a question about a firearm, they're going to turn to Todd. You know what I mean? They're going to turn to someone else. They're not going to turn to the Black guy first, because we're just not synonymous with that. But I think that that's changing slowly, but surely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did a whole podcast about my experience the first time I went to purchase a firearm, and I went by myself. I didn't take anybody with me, but the whole experience at this particular place was just unbelievable. It should have been believable to me, but I guess I was just like, yeah, I'm going to go get a gun. I'm going to go, you know, check out the different one, get the feel of it, see how I like it, blah, blah, blah. And just the way I was treated at this particular store, I didn't give them my money. I went to a different location, but I was just like, I got those things. I got the funny stares because first, I guess, because I was Black, and then maybe because I was a Black woman. I don't know. But, they definitely attempted to mistreat me there. And so I definitely didn't spend my money there. I went somewhere else where it worked out much better. And that range is closest to me, but I will drive an hour and a half to avoid that range. When I go to the range, absolutely, I'm headed up north.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I commend you on that. They really don't need to get any dollars from anyone from, you know, the Black community, if that's the service that they're giving. And, you know, this is the conversation that has been going on as of late. Is the Second Amendment, you guys say that the Second Amendment is for everyone, but is it really? Does this industry support that idea? So if the industry supports that idea, you know, you need to start calling out your counterparts in the industry and say, hey, you know what? This isn't right. You shouldn't do this. And anybody who's found doing this, you can take our products off the shelf, because yet again, this is just one of those things, and we tolerate it. We've become kind of numb to it to a certain degree, but then it's a reminder that, hey, you know what? You're Black in America, you know, and this is something that we're trying to change. And this is something that National Range Day is doing, right. Obviously changing that idea, changing the narrative, saying that it's our amendment too, whether you like it or not, right. If you're one of those people. So we're Americans, so we have a right to exercise our Second Amendment.
Right, absolutely. I agree with that 100%. And the person that we're talking about is, you guys call her Tig, but the name on her Instagram page is My Sister's Keeper Defense. And she is the one who created the National Range Day, but she also has a directory on her page for, it's on the link tree, and she has a directory of Black-owned ranges and other things throughout the country. So if anybody's interested, they can go to that page and click on the directory and try to see what's available in their state, which I think is excellent. And I have reached out to her, and I'm hoping to be able to speak with her as well. But, you know, I'm promoting it and supporting it because it's an excellent idea. And, you know, it's something that is important because the Second Amendment rights, you know, they apply to all of us, and they should apply equally to all of us. We shouldn't have to feel, you know, mistreated or deal with the stigmas when we walk into a store to purchase a firearm or into a range to get some practice in. So, yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, no, go ahead.
You know, just to elaborate a little bit more on that idea, you know, with National Range Day, you know, things start to open up, and it starts to show how many Black people do own firearms in this country, you know, and show that the industry, there is a market for, you know, us in this industry. So mm-hmm. Also, it should start encouraging more people to tap into the industry and make it their own. That way we don't have to deal with that kind of behavior, you mm-hmm. know, for us right. to have a national directory, because 2020, that's the feedback I was getting, that they just didn't feel comfortable. They didn't feel welcome. You know, mm-hmm. they didn't want to do it anymore after experiencing that kind of, you know, disrespect, right. You know, so we definitely need to tap into the industry and start building and owning things. That way we have a stake in it, and we can say what goes and what doesn't go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with that. Because I think we follow a lot of the same people, but the Black owned place out in California, I forget, the name starts with red, but I remember reading one of their posts from Instagram, and they were saying that they had problems, you know, getting started or getting set up. And somebody else mentioned something about having to have, you know, non-Black people discuss and negotiate and be the front for them so that they could just get in the door to do what they needed to do. So I think if more of us, you know, get involved with the ownership part and all aspects of it, and it'll start to make a difference, you know, and then we can purchase from, you know, our own people. I know in New Jersey, we have a site called Black Owned New Jersey, and we have I don't know how many thousands of people that they have on there, but it's a lot. And, you know, we just post regularly about our businesses, and we order from other Black owned businesses, stuff like that, and we get that support. And so, you know, that's why I really appreciate what you're doing to bring awareness to it, and then what TIG is doing with setting up that directory, because it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. So running out of time here. I need to take another break, but this is great information, and you know, I really appreciate it. I always run out of time because I talk too much. So we're going to pause. When we get back, we're going to talk about specifically what you have planned for National Range Day. And so we'll do that and a couple other questions. But again, guys, you're listening to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chevette. We'll be right back.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Welcome back to Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonque Chevette. Please visit my website at www.leonquechevette.com. That's where you can find all the links to my podcast directory, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you can make a purchase of my book, You Made Plans. So again, you're listening to our guest speaker, the EDC guy, which stands for Everyday Carry, and he is also known as Ronald Scipio Jr., and we're going to finish up. Okay, so Ron, we wanted to discuss you are passionate about outreach, mental illness, stalking, domestic violence, and PTSD. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to speak to that. So go ahead.
Well, just in the past few months, I had a very, sad experience when I went to the range. I've always had a passion for just helping people. But I was there at the range with a student of mine, and, we were getting through our firearm safety course, and, one of the customers at the range ended up taking his own life while we were there at the range. And, I was just deeply saddened just to have see someone do that. And experience that. I had to do my due diligence and follow up with my student and stuff like that, just to see how they were handling, the situation. Luckily, I dragged them out of there before they could even see anything. But my initial thing was to go over there to see if I could, assist the gentleman in any way medically, but it was just too late for him. But needless to say, it really impacted me deeply. And it really showed me what needed to be focused on in this industry. All too often, when we talk about numbers and we talk about suicide and violence and stuff like that, we do it to the extent to save the Second Amendment, disregarding the fact that there are people who are mentally ill out there and they may need help, or family members may be that family member, or they may have family members that are mentally unstable. It all expanded into other things as well. Just like, people who are just, they may feel helpless, people who are in domestic violence situations, people who are in stalking situations, our military service members who are experiencing PTSD. And I have a special, place in my heart for the military, because, they are putting their life on the line to help preserve, freedom. A lot of these are just like great people. you know, and some are my friends, some are my family members, and I want them to be okay. So I really want to, you know, make the information available to them so they could, so they can live life prosperous and happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really great that you have that, you know, that special place in your heart for all of that. And it's important to point out, because I think that's sometimes it gets neglected in the fight for, you know, maintaining Second Amendment rights, that there are people who have some issues that need to be addressed, you know, with regard to the Second Amendment rights. So I appreciate you speaking up about that. Okay, so let's get back to what you are specifically doing for National Range Day. And this is in Miami, Florida, that you're doing this, right?
We have two events going on. So the one that I'm doing will be in Broward, Florida, Broward County, and it'll be going on at Pembroke Gun Range in Pembroke, Hollywood, Florida. So the other one is going to be done in Homestead, but that's where we're having our venue. And what we want to do is just be able to cover as much of South Florida as possible too. So if you're further north, like Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, you can come and celebrate National Range Day with us. If you're in like Miami-Dade, going on down south to Homestead, you can definitely attend that venue that's going on in Homestead.
Okay. And I have to ask, for the locations that you're going to be at, are either of those or both of those Black owned?
So right now, they're not Black owned, but they do.
Are they allies?
They are allies. I can tell you that. They're great places, and customer service is their top priority. Mm-hmm. So I've had great experiences at both ranges.
Good. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I said that because I listened to Tig's video today, and I heard her say something about allies, that, you know, it wasn't just for, you know, Black people, but for the allies as well, and those that support. So that's why I said that. But I do feel like the range that I go to in North Jersey, that they are definitely allies. I don't feel uncomfortable at all when I go to that range. So again, you know, just to the listeners, that they can check out that directory on My Sister's Keeper defense page to get more details, or they can just, you know, look it up. I mean, for the Black owned places, you can check that directory, or you can just look it up, you know, on Google or whatever, to figure out what ranges you might want to go to for June 19th for National Range Day. And so how can our listeners get in touch with you or follow you on social media and to get more information about what you're doing for National Range Day?
They can get more information. Just go to Instagram and you can hit me in my DMs, or go to Instagram. That's the EDC guy 073. And you can click the link in my bio and you can register for National Range Day. You can also look forward to seeing some posts coming up, since we're coming closer to National Range Day, on some of the special things we got going on as far as, you know, addressing the mental illness here in our country, stalker awareness, things that women can really, information that women can really use to be safer throughout their daily lives. So yeah, just, you can definitely go to Instagram, the EDC guy 073, and you'll see everything that you need to know, because in my bio, it's linked to my website as well.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right. So thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you coming on a second time. So to my listeners, this is the EDC guy, and he generously shares his knowledge and expertise with us each time he comes on. And again, I'm thankful that he would take the time to speak to me and to you guys again. With regard to National Range Day, please check out the Instagram page. This is all one word, My Sister's Keeper Defense. And there's no apostrophe in there. It's MySisterskeeperDefense, My Sister's Keeper Defense. And that's where you can get information about the directory. Also, I want to again thank my sponsor, the Tactical Social Worker, PLLC, Not Your Average Social Worker, for sponsoring me. Again, I appreciate the support from everyone, from my sponsors, from my guests, from my listeners. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And as always, guys, I want you to take your safety, security, and mental and physical well-being seriously as much as reasonably possible. I always say that in my closing, to take your mental and physical well-being seriously. So that is something that's important to me as well. And also be that Psalms 91 believer as I am and keep the faith. And it's important to train in different categories diligently. So, you know, the firearms, the self-defense, the physical part, it's important to make sure that you are, I guess, kind of well-rounded and well-versed in them. And most importantly, we make plans every day, and to see those plans through, we all, with regard to our personal safety, needs to be safe, be vigilant, be prepared, and be blessed. Thank you, Ron. Love you all. And I'll see you next time.